novices, it's cold and wet. There's no judging entity there. It is as it is, says the dog, if you could speak. Be present in every movement. You can live like that. And just to try a slow movement and be present is a beautiful thing to do, just because it's not a means to an end. When this arm is here, it's not trying to get there. It's just here, and it's just here, and just here, and just here, and just here, and just here, 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 here. Not I'm trying to get there. I'm here. Beautiful. So you can do that either by practicing Tai Chi or Kim's movement practice called Kim Fu Chi. Which a few years ago I saw her performing spontaneously for the first time at a retreat. And I said, what is happening? It's simply presence expressing itself as joyful movement. And there was a slow kind of dance, and I saw her doing it, and I said, where does that come from? It came out of presence, the joyful expression of presence. And in that moment, I thought, maybe what I'm witnessing is the early origin of Tai Chi. Perhaps that's how it started, with someone allowing him or herself to express spontaneously the state of presence in movement. Some people believe that Tai Chi originated when people observed the movement of animals and tried to imitate that. But I believe it was a spontaneous expression of presence. Although, of course, if you watch animals, you see a certain similarity between that being present in every movement and, for example, the movements of a cat walking. Amazing to watch that. That is Tai Chi, too. They are not in a hurry, just present. They just watch, and when they watch, they just watch. They're not thinking about what's going on there. They know what's going on without having to conceptualize it, and then movement continues. And suddenly there's an energy built up, and they jump. You could never think that a thing could jump that high. It's almost magic. And then they're still again. You could spend hours watching. So if you practice movement, it's a beautiful way of learning to be, not to make this moment into a means to an end. Just a simple movement. Because in the ordinary consciousness, every movement, through it, you want to get somewhere. That's more important. So just, it could be spontaneous, it could be a sequence that you follow, but the important thing is, this is this presence at every step. And if you're disabled and can't move very well, it would be enough to move your hands. You can dance with your hands. And you can make some activity into a movement that is present. A dance. Wiping a table. cleaning your shoes, doing this or that, putting on a shirt. And whenever that happens, there's a gap in the continuity between past and future in your life. There is a gap in your life in the story of me, of presence, a gap of presence. And the more gaps of presence you have, the more alive you are. Does the story suffer? Can you no longer continue writing that fiction of me? No, you can. But it'll become literature. Your life from pure, cheap fiction, soap opera. That's of course why people love watching on TV the so-called soap operas, because it's a reflection of their own life. Oh, that's good. They all live like that. And then your life assumes a depth. And the outcome doesn't matter anymore. It's just like the true work of literature. It's peripheral. The outcome is it's on the periphery of your life. Am I going to make it or not? Well, you may make it for a while, and then you hit bottom. So when you're sitting on the bus traveling towards the next thing in the story of me, the next thing becomes a little less important as you feel the aliveness of the present moment, even as you are sitting on the bus. Then the moment of arriving at the station is not that important. Still feels the same, because it's still now. And then you arrive at the station. And then you check.